Dear people who keep company with God, when the Lord revealed the Father's heart to me in 2003, He also showed me some things on His heart that He'd wanted me to know about. Some of this had to do with the future. In the vision, I saw events that I knew were in the future and would impact our nation. I saw difficulties coming our way. Since that time, I've had two subsequent visions in which I saw more clearly two of those future events. I saw the banking collapse and a major hurricane that would impact the gas supplies and pricing on the East Coast. Although I did not completely understand the visions until after the events occurred, I knew these events were the beginning of the difficult times I first saw in 2003. I believe it is significant that these visions of the future occurred in the context of a revelation of the Father's heart. This will prove to be the key revelation for the time we now live in. We can face the future knowing our Abba Daddy is in complete control of what is going on in the world and our lives. I think it is important to understand how prominent a role the future has in the Bible. There are approximately 735 predictions about the future in the Bible, and about one out of every four verses deal with those future events. Of the 735 predictions, 596 have already been fulfilled to the letter, as stated in the Bible. There are only 20 future predictions that have not yet been fulfilled that concern events that will occur before the return of Christ. The rest occur after the second coming. The amount of attention the Bible gives the subject of the future indicates the importance that God places upon our knowing and dealing with future events. John 16:13-16. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of Mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore, I said that He takes of Mine and will disclose it to you. Not only does the Holy Spirit guide and reveal to us all the truth, He also reveals things to come to us as individuals. These things can be significant events on a greater scale or things that only concern us individually and our circle of influence. This is not referring to being prophetic or spiritually gifted in any way. It is referring to what you and I as sons and daughters should expect to happen as part of the normal Christian life. John 14:29. Now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. And Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. It is important to understand that seeing the future is necessary to believe and operate in faith. Hope resides in the future. Hope is what you see in the future, what is supposed to come. Something positive in the future is a simple definition of hope. If faith is the substance of things hoped for, then you need hope in order to have faith. We need a glimpse of the future so we can have faith. We are made to function on hope. The moment you lose your hope, you begin to lose your desire to live. Actually, hope is what protects our minds from the assault of the enemy. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We may be living in perilous times, but we are not people without hope or a future. In fact, as the world becomes increasingly darker, we should expect a greater unveiling of the glory of the Lord and His kingdom coming upon us. Isaiah 60, 1-3. Now that is something to look forward to. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.